Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. James 3 is likely the most popular message in the Bible about the most powerful muscle in the body, our tongues. James begins, "Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness." We saw yesterday that one of the most hazardous occupations is that of the teacher. Teachers will be judged with more severity because of their ability to influence others with their words. But this passage is not just for teachers. James adds in verse 2, "For we all stumble in many ways. And if anyone does not stumble in what he says," and James just said we all stumble, "he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body." James' point is that no one is perfect, and we are all prone to stumble the moment we start wagging our tongues. Friends, though, we can thank God that he did send a perfect man, our Lord Jesus Christ, who did bridle his tongue and is now seated at the right hand of the Father, speaking good words about you and I. And we can thank Jesus also for inspiring James to instruct us regarding our own tongues. James now gives two illustrations to explain just how powerful this muscle really is in relation to its size. James compares the tongue to a horse's bit and a ship's rudder. Verse 3, "If we put bits into the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. Look at the ships also. Though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things." These two instruments were common in James' day. We might use the steering wheel of a car as an illustration now. Even the smallest car, it's too heavy for an individual to pick up and carry. But even a weak person can use a steering wheel and guide the car wherever they want, just like a rider could guide a large horse with a small piece of metal in the mouth. And in James' day, there were boats that could carry 1,000 people. Think of the size. And yet these huge vessels were guided by a relatively small piece of wood sticking out of the back. And James says, "So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things." Do you realize that your tongue is this powerful? It steers the course in life. Now initially it seems James is saying that the person who controls the tongue can control the rest of the body. In fact, one commentator says, "Just as the bit and rudder really do master the violence of the horse and of the storm, so the tongue is the key factor in controlled living." Do you agree with this? Is this what James is saying to us? Does James say, control the tongue and you got the rest covered? No, actually, James is going to say in verse 8 that no one can tame the tongue. James is setting us up for chapter 4 and our need for grace. I mean, consider these illustrations. For the horse, it is the rider by use of a bit who directs the animal. For the ship, it's the pilot's will that then uses the rudder to guide the vessel. For you and I, it is our heart which moves our tongue and guides our person. James is making clear that you and I, we need new hearts because our heart is the key factor. Our heart is in control. James has actually given us a riddle that will not be solved until we get to the next chapter. But I would not be a very good teacher if I left us without an answer to this riddle. So I'm going to go to the 5th century for a quote to answer this riddle. Augustine, he explains that James does not say no one can tame the tongue, but that no man can tame the tongue. So when it is tamed, we admit that it was done by the mercy of God, the assistance of God, the grace of God. My friend, failures in our speech reflect the failures in our hearts. Our tongue is a frequent witness to the crimes that are going on in our hearts, Jeremiah 17:9. And you and I, we cannot give ourselves heart transplants. Only God can. So, friend, when you see your tongue leading you down the wrong path, cry out to God, confessing your guilt, and trust that He rewards those who diligently seek Him. And remember His promise in Ezekiel 11:19, where God says, I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. And then live without fear, because God never disowns His children because of their stumbling. Yes, God hates the sin, but He loves the new creation in Christ you have become. Remember who you are and who you belong to.